This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Pretty much in your face, right? She's telling you exactly what's going on. The window is narrowing. The states are reopening 100%. They have a narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If you get the vaccine, here are the freedoms you will have. If we don't, people will enjoy these freedoms anyway. That's her quote. In other words, if we don't make them believe that we give freedom, they're going to believe that they have it anyway. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to put this all in the context of a movie by Hollywood called The Bourne Legacy. I've been flirting with this idea for the last hour. This is my WooFlu special, if you want to call it that. I just want you to understand how serious this is. When I talk about not wearing the mask, when I talk about people fighting back and saying, look, we're not doing it. Don't go to businesses that require a mask. I walked out of a place the other day. The guy comes to me and says, you need to put on a mask, and he hands me a mask. I said, I'm not wearing it. And I just walked away. I'm not putting on a mask. It's our store policy. I don't care. I'm not buying anything from you if you think you're going to make me wear a mask for a disease that doesn't even really look, I'm not going to go over all that. You can do the things yourselves. I had the Wu flu. I know people who have died from the Wu flu. The same way people die from car wrecks and die from cancer and heart disease and a host of other things. And that's not being regulated, and this shouldn't either. This is a serious, serious thing. That's the reason why I keep telling you. That's the reason why, even though I play around with it a bit, I cannot implore it to you more about the level of we're talking about freedom here. And that lady who is part of the Biden administration doing an interview on CNN or some other fake news media just told you everything you needed to hear. If we don't tie this to policy, people will just go out and be free. They will think they are free. How dare they in America? We set this whole thing up so they can understand that they are not free. Playing God, folks. I gave you the whole lineage of when this started. 1984 is when somebody decided, hey, let's start looking at the human genome. And you know what we did? The technologists, people like myself, we built computers, supercomputers that allowed the human being to map the human genome. Government sponsored a company called Celera Genomics. You may not know this. They're the ones. The sequencing of the human genome, and I'm going to tell you what they put in their literature, holds benefits for many fields, from molecular medicine to human evolution. That's what they wrote. The human genome is the map of who you are. I don't even know if you've considered everything that happens when I talk to you about changing your molecular structure, changing your DNA. Think about it this way. When criminals are caught today and they say, what did we find? Well, we got a partial fingerprint. Well, maybe that's a match. But when they say, we got your DNA, it's a match. Do you understand that your DNA can be altered so it is no longer a match? I want you to think about the underground, the black market that can arise when somebody can commit crimes and change their DNA. They can alter their DNA whenever they want. That can be done in a lab. Let me give you a statistic. As of April the 5th, for those of you keeping track, Neanderthal, Texas, that's what Joe Biden called him, had 2,906 cases of Wu flu, which, by the way, the number of people who are dying is considerably less. On the same day, Model City, New York, had 6,914. So in other words, Model City, New York had almost 2.5 times more cases of the Wu flu than Texas. You get it? So, well, I shouldn't say Model City, Model New York, the state of New York. So again, the government wants you to believe they know how to put a wrapper on something. And let me tell you, freedom is the answer to everything. It is the answer to everything. There's a reason why Americans think differently than anybody else. We are the most free. And what we've done is we've changed the way people think. Do you see the video of this girl? This woman's getting on an elevator with her, and this Generation Z girl is crying because she wants to be on the elevator by herself. And she yelled at the woman to get the F off, and the woman's like, why would I get off the elevator? You know, why would I not enter the elevator? That's what it's for. This girl's the only one in it. Well, it's going to violate the 6 foot. So she wants her private elevator. This is the nation of knuckleheads that have been created here, folks. This is as serious as it gets. I've been telling you guys about, what the big bold plan is. Yeah, it's an economic theft. I mean, of the highest order. But it's bigger than that. It's changing the way people think. And this company, I'm gonna tell you the name of it again because I want you to check it out. Celera Genomics. If you think Celera Genomics is a corporation, I would suggest you think again. Celera Genomics is probably some, I know it's government sponsored, but it is a version of the CIA or something. I mean, I'm not trying to get all conspiratorial, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is not a private corporation looking into the genome. It is the government sponsoring something, giving it a cute little name, and saying, go tell us how to get control of individuals. And when we get back from this particular break, I'm going to go into where Hollywood actually depicts what can happen. But here's what's interesting. Go poke holes in this. I dare you to go talk to somebody who understands the human genome, how DNA is done, virology, and have them refute what I'm going to teach you. Well, not teach you, but show you in the next few segments.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So let's say you want to change things in the body. You want to fix a mistake. You want to repair something, improve something. Well, if you're going to reprogram human genetic material, you need a delivery system. And nothing works better than virus. It's like a suitcase. You pack in genetic mutation, infect the body, and the vector unloads into the target cells. Getting it where you want it, how you want it, is a nightmare, unless you have a map. There was this terrible accident at Fort Detrick in 1985. 5 researchers dropped dead in the lab, and it was such a catastrophe that they brought in Dan Hillcock from Stanford to assess the damage. And he got in there, and he realized that underneath it all was this incredible breakthrough in viral receptor mapping. He had a map. You've had some very minor alterations made to 2 different chromosomes. The green side, the physical side, is nothing more than 1.5% rise in your mitochondrial protein uptake.
but with 1.5%, you see this immediate increase in cellular tempo, muscle efficiency, oxygenation.
And blue side.
Intelligence, obviously, but it's more than that. Neural regeneration and elasticity, sensory function, pain suppression. It's the most exciting development in genomic targeting in the history of the science.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was a scene from The Bourne Legacy, and that was a lady who works on viruses. And she's explaining. She says if you want to repair the human body, you want to fix something, you know, whatever, you want to reprogram genetic material, there is nothing better than a virus. 844-551-8255. She says, the virus is a suitcase, and you pack in genetic mutations. Vectron loads it into the target cells. And I didn't do any research on an accident at Fort Detrick, but she says an accident at Fort Detrick happened in 1985. When did I tell you the study of that they decided to study the human genome? They decided to study it in 1984. Significant progress had been made at mapping the human genome by the year 2000, but certainly by 2003, 2004, it was mapped. And she says it was done by accident. I don't know. You know, again, Hollywood doesn't have any originality. So you can imagine that the story's pretty close to the truth. I didn't research it. I'm going to tell you that. I researched everything else that I'm talking about today. But she says, anyway, a Stanford doctor came in and assessed the damage and determined there had been an incredible breakthrough in viral receptor mapping. And they could actually change your DNA, and they could give you very small increases in the your mitochondrial protein intake. So they could target certain cells to make you better. These people in the Bourne Legacy were human-killing machines, and they were practically robots. And if you see the film, you'll get it. There's a certain group of people that they impacted, and these guys ran faster, jumped higher, and could take more pain than, and all the things she talks about. Well, if you don't believe that that stuff is being studied to the level, let me put it another way. That's what they're telling you in Hollywood. Can you imagine where we are? When you see some phenom, some athlete that you, one of these days that you go, where did that guy come from? Or where did that girl come from? You're going to say to yourself, wow, I get it. Freaks of nature? You think steroids is a big deal? Wait till they continue tweaking around with this thing. They're going to create some grotesque form of the human being that God never intended. That's what we're looking at here. Anyway, I mentioned this company, Celera, that I think is probably some front, and they talked about the genome and the mapping of the genome, and there were concerns. And it raised concerns for me. By the way, I have one other clip that we'll play next segment. This hour we're just going to talk about the issues around the Wu Flu virus. And I want you to think differently about this, because this isn't some innocuous disease like, you know, oh, there's a new version of the flu that came out and now we're no longer, you know, we got to worry about that one. This is much more dangerous, because this is one that science can control. Anyway, one of the things they talked about in terms of mapping the genome was safety. And here's what they wrote. This is in the genome.gov, www.genome.gov. And if you keep on looking, it says ethical concerns. Safety. Due to the possibility of off-target effects, edits in the wrong place. Remember I told you, she says, we can hit targeted cells. She says, in mosaicism, this is when some cells carry the edit, but others do not. Safety is of primary concern. Researchers and ethicists who have written and spoken about genome editing, such as those present at the International Summit on Human Gene Editing. There are now summits on this, folks, because people understand it. I'm giving you this from a futurist point of view. See, we get this Wu flu introduced, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, well, people are dying. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Wu flu itself. It has to do with what are they going to do now to continue tweaking this model. When Fauci says, be careful of the next iterations, he's not talking about necessarily the mutations of it itself. He's saying the people in the lab. After all, aren't they the ones who accidentally introduced it and then blamed it on some kind of monkey? Anyway, they go on to say this. They generally agree that until germline genome editing is deemed safe through research, it should not be used for clinical reproductive purposes. The risk cannot be justified by the potential benefit. Some researchers argue there may never be a time when genome editing in embryos will offer a benefit greater than that of existing technologies, blah, 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 like in vitro and things like this. What they're talking about is the level of experimentation you can now have in vitro, and possibly in utero. I mean, creating your own kids. You've seen movies about this. These special breed of kids that only ones that get to swim to the island or something like this. I've seen multiple things about it. Here's what they go on. However, scientists and bioethicists acknowledge that in some cases, germline editing can address needs not met by pre-implementation genetic diagnosis. They call that PGD. This includes when both parents are homozygous for a disease-causing variant. So what they're rationalizing doing this because they say, well, you won't have any more Down syndrome kids, or you won't have any more autistic children, or you won't have any kids born, blah, blah, blah. That's their deal. They said some researchers and bioethicists are concerned that any genome editing, even for therapeutic usages, will start us on a slippery slope to using it for non-therapeutic and enhancement purposes. Just so we're clear, the Chinese are not looking at, they may be looking at this because they want a bunch of boys to be born or whatever, but they were looking at this for how it can impact the human body positively so they could probably win all the Olympics in 2022. Stay tuned.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House continuing to push their new $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo saying the U.S. has fallen behind and neglected key investments in infrastructure for too long. Raimondo also saying it will create jobs.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China.
The Treasury Department also saying President Biden's proposed 15% minimum tax on profitable corporations would affect far fewer companies than previous versions he campaigned on. The U.S. trade deficit continues to widen. It increased for the second month in a row in February to $71.1 billion from the $67 billion a month before. This is USA Radio News. President Biden looking into forgiving student loan debt.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parts of the country could see damaging winds, hail, and snow today as stormy weather moves in. A tornado threat is in effect for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi after yesterday's storm brought 60-mile-an-hour winds and large hail to Kansas and Nebraska. USA, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
300 milligrams of blues, not even enough for another day. I haven't had a full green in 51 hours. I'm just strange because I'm physically degraded.
Wait. Did you just say you're still taking greens?
What are you talking about?
You viraled all physical medication last year.
What?
They viraled everyone off greens 8 months ago. They infected you with live virus, which means that physically you're stable, you don't need to take greens. They locked it in. Any physical enhancement is now permanent.
So you're infecting me? When was this? When? Wait, was this when I was sick? The mystery flu? That was you?
Well, it wasn't me. I didn't.
That was you. That was on purpose, right? When I almost died.
I'm sorry, but it wasn't me.
Why am I still taking green pills then?
I don't know. I thought you stopped.
Why am I asking you? To keep us on a leash, right? Is that it? To keep a hold on us? Keep us dependent? Who tells you that this is okay?
No, I do.
Who says it's okay?
I do research. I design, I survey, I don't administer meds, I don't make policy.
Now you just load the gun.
God. Look, I was there for the science. We were all there for science. And I know you don't care, but I made a huge sacrifice. I couldn't publish, I couldn't conference, I couldn't tell a single person what it was I did. But I thought I was helping my country. And
tell
I
me you can viral off blues. Can you viral off blues?
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah.
Pills allow for temporary adhesion. To lock it in, you need live culture, live virus.
You know how to do that. You know how to do that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, another scene from The Bourne Legacy. And he's talking about he took 300 milligrams of blue, but he says he hadn't had a full green in 51 hours, which was strange because he says, I don't see any physical degrading. And she says, because you were viraled off greens, you no longer have to take it. It's permanent. They locked it in. The physical enhancements are permanent, but the mental enhancements were still he still needed to take it in order to stay focused. Glad you guys are with me. I'm playing this because I want you to understand, I don't watch TV the normal way. I don't watch movies the normal way. It's become a curse. Because now I look at it and go, Hollywood's telling us what's out there. I remember watching a movie years ago in the 80s with Albert Finney. It was called Looker. And it was a device that they would flash this light, bright light in your face, and you would lose time for hours. And at the end of the film, go watch it. It's an old movie. It says, this technology exists. And it had existed for a while, where they could flash you. They could literally go rob your house while you were just frozen in time. And then you'd come out 2 hours later going, what just happened? Didn't seem like any time had gone by. Well, I'm looking at this movie, thinking about it. When I was watching it at the time, I was like, this is some serious technology here. Wow. I figured it existed. But to what degree? And then we get the WooFlu. By the way, they've been talking about COVID-19 in movies for the last, go back 6 years. They've been talking about the coronavirus for years before this ever hit. So it's been leaking out through somebody. Somebody's been chit-chatting. You know, with how she said, I couldn't publish. I couldn't say anything about my work. But it was fascinating work. It's amazing stuff. And he asked this. He says, why'd you do it? To keep us on a leash? To keep a hold on us? To keep us dependent? This is why I keep warning people about the shot. Are they locking something in? Are they keeping you on a leash? Are they keeping a hold on you? Are they going to make you dependent? And what did she say? I don't make policy. I was there for the, you ready for that word, people paying attention? I was there for the science. I want you to pay attention to what the movies are telling you. Why do you hear things like policy and science? What did the woman say earlier when I played the clip in a previous segment? This Viral, whatever, I don't know what she does with the Biden administration, but she said, we must tie vaccination policy to opening up the country. What is the word that leftists use every time they want to get us to do something? They say, it's about the science. Hollywood is only copying what they're being told to do. They give us snippets. Oh, are you entertained? Good for you. But it's not just about entertaining you. It's for a bit of indoctrination. By the way, I'm glad they played it, that they did this movie, because it shows you what's out there. For folks, this is bad. I was referencing an article from genome.gov, and here's a couple of things they talk about. Justice and equity in genome. They said, as with many new technologies, I want you to just pay attention here. This is interesting. There's a concern that genome editing will only be accessible to the wealthy and will increase existing disparities in access to healthcare and other interventions. Let's stop there for just a second. You can alter the human genome. You've mapped it out. You've made it safe. I can make super children, or I can make drones. I can make nothing but worker bees. What do you think it's going to cost to get the human genome edited? You think that the average American is going to be able to say, hey, listen, we want to get our child looked at. We're pregnant. We want to make sure our child can slam a basketball. If the goal is 15 feet high by then, our child needs to be able to jump and slam the basketball, run faster, be smarter. Or who do you think's children are going to be faster, smarter, better? Do you think these behind the curtain, behind the protective fences, Pelosi's and them, do you think that their kids are born and genetically superior to the kids that are on the street toughing it out every day? You think that those are the kids that get over? Let me tell you something. The adversity of growing up the way a lot of kids grow up is what gives them their drive. But what if you could genetically program that into your little, you know, little rich kids that don't have any kind of drive? They have no athletic ability, etc. But you can give it to them. You can create a LeBron James in the lab And your kid doesn't have to shoot a basket, a single basket. He can be a better athlete than LeBron James, and you can tweak his aggression to the point where he says, okay, bring it on, LeBron. Who do you think is going to get that technology? Let me tell you, if you believe that the future with Pelosi and Schumer and the Clintons and the Obamas and people like that fit you, that's going to make an advantage for your children, you better quit smoking that medical marijuana. They said, some worry that taken to an extreme, germline editing could create classes of individuals defined by the quality of their engineered genome. I give you more movies in Hollywood. I don't know the names of them. I can't remember. I remember Ethan Hawke was in one, and he wanted to be one of those kids. I think his brother was one. I think, who's the other guy? The guy that was in the Talented Mr. Ripley, the main dude. Jude Law. Jude Law was one of the guys who had the genetic capability, but he broke his back or something. So he would sell his blood so you could test to get on this island. I'm just telling you, this is Hollywood folks back in the 90s and the 2000s making movies about this. Who do you think is giving them these ideas? You think this came out of the blue? People like Michael Crichton and others were writing about this stuff decades ago because it's happening. It's happening right now. Forget your steroids. That's a poor man's way to do it. I can alter your genome to make you 6'4", 240 pounds. You never have to worry about your weight. You're going to have the stamina. I mean, just think of all the things you can engineer. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe anything can improve on God's creation of the human body. I don't believe anything can be better. But that's not going to stop these bioethicists from doing what they do. And I love how they have these terms, bioethicists. Let me tell you who the bioethicists are. They're the same people that will tell you about the hockey stick for global climate change. They'll tell you lies about Wu flu. They'll tell you whatever lies they're paid to tell you. They are not ethicists. They are bioindoctrinationists who will do and say whatever the government tells them. And there are, I'm giving you just a tidbit of some of the warning signs about what people are concerned about with the editing of the human genome and all that we know now. And the reason they're rightfully concerned because they know that we don't have ethical, moral people leading the charge here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal. I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal from the International Well Building Institute, the global authority on healthy buildings.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists, public health experts, epidemiologists, and building professionals around the world.
You'll see it at schools, offices, banks, childcare centers, all the places we go.
The WELL Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the WELL Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the WELL Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside. Learn more about the WELL Health Safety Rating at wellhealthsafety.com.
Profiteering on the Wu Flu Virus. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a series of celebrities. You may have recognized De Niro's voice, you know, because he's always involved, Mr. Politico. The WELL Health Safety Seal. This seal will let you go back to your favorite places. The WELL Health Safety Seal was done by the International Well Building Institute, an international well building institute, folks. This is the, and this is a quote from the thing, Global Authority on Healthy Buildings. Healthy buildings. Let me ask you, when you've gone into a building, has health been on your mind? I go into buildings, I've never walked, rarely, I shouldn't say never, but I've rarely walked into a building and went, oh, is my safety okay? If it's condemned, I think we have an agency that looks at condemned buildings, but now we have an agency that looks out for us and says, oh, no, no, this building has gone through all of the different things that when you enter this building and you see the WELL Health Safety Seal, you know there is no way I caught the old Corona Wu Flu virus here. Not from this building. It was in the building that didn't have that seal. Yeah, the coronavirus knows. Don't go into the building with the WELL Health Safety Seal. And by the way, yeah, Global Authority on Healthy Buildings. And how did they do this? How did they come up with this? Well, pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. The way they did this was through years of research with inputs from virologists and epidemiologists and all these experts. I love how the left will try to sell you on the idea of a concept of something that you don't need. So they say this seal will be on schools. It'll be in offices. It'll be in banks. It'll be in child care centers. Oh, got it. Can't forget the children's. They're going to put it up there so you can feel confident when you walk into that building that it's okay. Feel better, they say. Safer. It's going to go into stadiums. And De Niro says at the end, the building may look the same, but with this seal, you will know. See, before we had this seal, before we had coronavirus, when we only had regular viruses, well, you couldn't tell. You might go into an infected building. But now that the International Well Building Institute has been formed, the Global Authority on Healthy Buildings, and they've now come up with this way that you can know, oh, this building is safe, you know, because it gives you the different exits. In case there's a coronavirus, a Wu Flu spotting, you know how to exit quickly. Now, there'll be sanitation stations around or something, or you can say, get away from me, Satan, or do whatever it is that you do to fight that old Wu Flu back. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Well, as they say, the building may look the same, but now you'll know. I wonder what it's going to cost. I wonder how the government is going to figure out a way to make people building buildings now conform to some new standard that meets the International Well Building Institute's Global Healthy Building Standard. Because see, what I see is a money grab. I see a tax where restaurants say, in order to pay for the International Well Building Institute's Well Health Safety Seal, we've got to charge you an extra 1% on your meal. Do you remember these charges that were added during the time of the dreaded Wu Flu? They're cleaning, all the cleaning that they do now. Well, hey, we got to charge you an extra 3% because we got to keep this place extra clean. And now, in order to get our Well Health Safety Seal, well, we got to lock it in. The planes. If you think that every industry, they're telling you, They're telling you, we're going to charge you for cleaning schools, offices, banks, childcare centers, stadiums, all of it. When it has the Well Health Safety Seal, you've been charged. If it doesn't have it, then we're going to make their lives miserable. It's effectively a mafioso tactic that every single business, every building you enter will have to have it, and it does nothing. Because as De Niro says, it may look the same, but with this seal, you can be verified that it happened. Let me ask you this. Are buildings going to redo themselves? They say, well, you're going to have all kinds of routes and this, that, and the other. If a building is built, how is it going to get the Well Health Safety Seal if it doesn't have the proper ventilation or whatever else that you claim that it should have? How is it going to get it? Let me tell you how it's going to get it. They're going to pay the fee. And let me tell you what else will get created. They're going to create some sort of bureaucracy that says, well, you're now a Well Health Safety Seal approved inspector. And of course, inspectors have to have managers, and managers have to have directors, and directors have to have CEOs and presidents. And they're going to be all these leftist people running the Well Health Safety, and they will condemn your building if you don't get it. You following me, people? This is how things work. They're going to make it better for you. Well, the Wu Flu's running into a little bit of fire here. But there's a rumor, Melissa was telling me this, that the Wu Flu vaccinations, when you get it, they're going to put it in the cloud. And you won't be able to access the operating system on your computer one day without saying that you have this virus. I'm just saying, this is what they're talking about. You get the shot, we open the world up to you. You don't get the shot, you're going to live in a parallel universe somewhere, a black market environment. Let me tell you what people are already talking about. You've probably heard this. I'll get a doctor to say, I got the shot. Just say, I got the shot. The black market doctors that say, you know what, there are going to be a group of people, millions of them, that are going to say, I'm not getting that shot. So you just pretend you got it, mark it on my record, and I'm done. Now, are they going to be able to track it? Of course they would if they get your blood or whatever. Maybe the doctor, you know, they loses his license, whatever. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be an underground, there's going to be a black market for this stuff. So what's the alternative world going to look like, though, for people who refuse to get the shot? And if, by way of Bill Gates and Microsoft, they say, if you don't have your record in the cloud, we won't even let you get on a computer. We won't let you access your money in the digital currency world that's coming up. And I could go on. Belgian court rules that all Wu Flu restrictions must be lifted within 90 days. Do you guys hear that? Belgium says, we're going back to normal. Let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. There will be a serious rush. I already warned you, the number of vaccinations that they keep claiming are happening, they want you to believe that all of America, there's a run for the border. You better book your reservation if you're trying to get a vaccination because so many people want it. Let me make you money. Go to any one of these vaccination centers. You could walk right up and get right in. It's all a ruse. Go back to the earlier clip I played from one of Joe Biden's people that says, let's issue a vaccination policy before the states reopen so they can make it appear that policy drove the states reopening. Not people exercising their God-given rights to freedom. Representative Marjorie Greene said, cut Fauci's salary to $0, and I agree. He's a total fraud. Let me end with this. The vaccine passport in New York, massive failure. And we'll talk more about it some other time. But it is a massive failure. Congratulations, New Yorkers, for making it so.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.